are looking back once again through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, May 28, 2025. And we have a different background noise today. You might hear some cars going past on a road. We're just using a different venue for today and next week. So, and there might be an occasional dog bark.
Yes.
And the fridge might come on. So anyway, it's a very pleasant winter's day. Mm-hmm. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And I'll kick off with looking back through the files of the Bunyip for 150 years ago. Barossa election. The decision of the Court of Disputed Returns in reference to the legality of Mr. Sudholtz's return has, of course, plunged us into the midst of another election. And naturally, the electors are anxious to get as good a man as possible. It will be seen by an advertisement in another column that Mr. R.C. Baker declines again to stand for the district.
The ongoing saga. I think they're pretty used to elections.
Oh, yeah. They seem to live on, thrive on elections.
They did. So 100 years ago, Gawler football. Football will be renewed in Gawler on Saturday when association games will be played on the Oval and at Salisbury. Williston met Central on the former Oval and Souths travelled to Salisbury. Owing to the drawing in of darkness at such an early hour, the association has decided that matches will commence at earlier hours than usual. That's our football story for the week.
Almost the obligatory football story.
Yes, there haven't been as many lately, which is odd given it's the season.
Actually, they've skipped to 25 years ago.
I noticed that. Both these. Could be because
both?
Yes. Might be because they're on the move and they don't have as much time to go through those.
Yeah.
Those files are being moved or something. They go back to it.
50 years ago, horror stretch. Residents want speeds lowered. With the death and injury toll mounting almost by the week on the Gawler Bypass, horror stretch, residents near the road this week called for reduced speed limits. Drivers go mad on the bypass. Mr. H. Prisabilla, who lives near the bypass intersection with Hillier Road, said, "Quite often, my wife and I hear the screeching of tyres from inside our house, and we wait for a loud bang, the sound of another accident. The cars and trucks drive too fast, making it difficult for people attempting to drive across the bypass. The speed limit should be the same speed limit through the..." And there's a dangling paragraph there. "Should be the same speed limit through the town," or something.
50k on the bypass.
I don't have no idea. It just finishes.
He would love the new bypass, wouldn't he? The 50k one.
Should be the same speed limit through there. And then it goes into the next story. So I'll leave you to pick it up, Jeanette.
Yes. Okay. And as Kay remarked, we skip the 25 years ago and go straight to 10 years ago. Gawler's population growth. Christine Cotter moved to Gawler South with her family for the land and the great view. "It's a nice little court, it's quiet, and it's got a nice view," she said. "We were actually the last house in the cul-de-sac. That was another good thing too, that everybody else was established and we were the last house to go in." Mrs. Cotter, her husband John, and their children Alex and Ashley were among more than 500 new residents to move into the Gawler region in the 2013-14 financial year. According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, during this time, Gawler was one of the top-growing South Australian regions, with its population rising by 3.1%, or 570 people. But despite experiencing one of the largest population increases in the state in 2013-14, Gawler Council says the region is growing at a medium rate.
Oh, okay.
500 doesn't sound like a lot, does it?
No, it doesn't. But we think that here, but it's actually quite extensive growth now. We're one of... Adelaide Plains Council is one of the fastest growing now. Because when I say we, this is where I live.
Yes.
Adelaide Plains. So that's it for the 28th of May. It's short, sharp and shiny.
Very, yes.
We'll carry on next week then.
Until then.
Until then, Jeanette. For all like slow.